2 years ago this week in Pelham, a homeowner piled up nearly 350 mortar shells on his deck, and when sparks from a stray spinner landed on them, they exploded and more than a dozen people were injured. In 2011, the legislature had legalized those two types of fireworks, and some, like Democratic Representative Laura Pantelakos, blame those devices for the accident.
In Pelham, we can say it was a human error, which it was, but if we had not allowed those things to come into the state, it wouldn't happen.
Others like Bill Weimer, the VP of Phantom Fireworks based in Ohio, say safety instructions weren't followed, and Phantom poured about $7,000 into a lobbying firm to fight legislation this past year that would have seen a ban on those devices reinstated.
Reloadable mortars are one of the most popular single items we sell.
Phantom Fireworks runs stores in Londonderry, Seabrook, and Hinsdale. Weimer estimates sales of reloadable mortars make up about 15% of their sales nationwide.
Loading a shell into the mortar, lighting it, and then reloading a shell into the mortar, it's the closest in terms of functionality that you come to duplicating the professional fireworks experience.
Reloadable mortars have become big business in the fireworks trade. Christina Katsikas, the owner of Hooks at Fireworks, says reloadable mortars are flying off the shelves. And in general, business has been good as people prepare for a three-day holiday weekend. And with legislative regulation a tough sell in New Hampshire, those sales are likely to continue. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.